time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. Michael K., Don LaGreca, Peter Rosenberg, we thank you for joining us on Tax Day, April 15th, 2024.
Everybody good?
Everybody's good.
You don't know that.
I think everybody's good.
Why? Well, somebody probably just went, oh boy, it's the
15th. About what?
Then they'll have their taxes in.
Well, that's on them. It's April 15th.
Well, it could be on them. It could be on their accountant. You know, what if
who hired the accountant? Them? It's on them.
Wake up, Flip.
I mean, it doesn't make sense, but it does.
It could be possible with everything. Dodger fans tell us that Shohei might not have realized today is tax day.
That's a great
point.
And
nobody he's close to is either on top of it or eligible to use his phone at this point.
Excellent point by you.
Now, I got a question. Michael, who does your taxes?
A tax accountant.
Okay, you do
he's
trust someone.
He's not going H&R Block.
Well, no, but I'm just making, Michael's doesn't, Michael doesn't like letting mad people do anything. So
he's been with me for 33 years.
All right, so you trust this guy.
I end up paying through my nose.
Is he a Steve?
He doesn't cheat at all.
Well, why
refuses.
Why do you have
refuses.
To pay? You have, you do, are any of your jobs W-9, not W-2, or whatever?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, you're not a contractor, aren't you? Both your jobs salaried?
Yeah.
So why do you have to pay through your nose? It should already be out, most of it.
No, because they still don't take out enough.
Ugh. It's tough.
And then whatever interest you get from CDs or bank accounts or whatever.
Yeah, it's tax day's rough. Day's rough.
Taxing. Now, yesterday was odd. Beautiful day. But the Knicks did the right thing.
Bing bong.
But see if you follow me. They kind of did the wrong thing by doing the right thing.
What?
I mean, we all hate tanking, and what the Cavaliers did yesterday was reprehensible. But the Knicks played hard, came back from an 8-point deficit in the fourth quarter, beat the Bulls in overtime. And what does that get them? Gets them the second seed and a date with either the Heat or the Sixers.
Yay!
Would have been much better if they finished third.
What can you do?
You can't do anything.
By the way, they tried to give it away. If I didn't know any better, I don't know why I just sounded like Trump. If I didn't know any better, I would say, Michael, that at the end of that game, it's like they didn't want to win. They couldn't inbound
the
ball.
They kept turning the ball over.
They gave it back to Chicago over and over and over again. Chicago could not get it done. Josh Hart bounces the ball out of bounds. I mean, so I kind of feel like they tried their best and they just couldn't lose.
I never got that. I agree with you. That why were they going so close with a Bulls team? God, you got to be sick of the Bulls, right? I mean, it's almost like they played a series with the Bulls at the end of the season, which would have been great in the late 90s, but now it didn't really matter as much. So you could say, boy, why are they going into overtime against the Bulls if they really wanted to win the game? But watching it really felt like they wanted to win the game.
I think they did. They kept all their starters
because it's who they are.
DiVincenzo played 53 minutes.
That's the thing is, it's not in their DNA to tank. It's not in their DNA to think about what's the easier matchup. And I thought Breen and Clyde had a great game. And, even Mike's like, I can't remember the last time game 82 was this engaging, this much fun, when one of the teams didn't need it and the other team was already in and probably was better off being a 3 seed than a 2 seed. But it was really a captivating game. I was glad to watch most of it. But just watching the crowd being totally engaged, and I'm thinking to myself, how weird is that? Because as much as you really, and again, I'm never going to kill the Knicks for it, and it was the right thing to do because it's who they are. But everybody in that building had to realize the better matchup is with the Pacers than with the winner of the Sixers and the Heat. And again, I'm not saying they can't win against all three of those teams. But as a fan, the fans that want to tank for the best pick, the fans that think about matchups.
That's a great point, Don. I mean, we get calls about they should tank for this pick, but you shouldn't tank for the team that you want to play?
Yeah, and you don't want... Listen, nobody wants to have to tank for the Pacers and then the Pacers use that as bulletin board fodder and go out there and beat you. But I'm just saying the players did the right thing. Coach did the right thing. Go out there, be who you are, win the game. Don't fear anyone. But I'm just wondering, all those fans that live and die, jumping up and down, they really had to have a struggle in their head if they know what's going on.
Now, a fan on X, I'd give him credit, but I was like scrolling through and I said, what a great idea. How about this, Peter?
I'm listening.
The top four seeds in each conference get to choose who they want to play in the first series. First seed chooses first, second seed chooses second.
Oh, got it. So essentially the fourth seed doesn't choose, though.
Right, it's whatever's left over.
It's one through three. One through three.
And the reason that's something is because I don't think teams like Miami play hard. They don't care where they finish because they think they could beat anybody. And then the Sixers are actually benefiting from Joel Embiid's injury. That's why they're in the 7-8 game.
Well, you have to imagine that the Knicks would not choose whoever's going to win this matchup.
I'm fascinated who they would choose. First, the Celtics would choose. So the Celtics wouldn't choose either of those two teams.
No.
And the Celtics might get one of those two teams.
Correct.
Because the loser of that gets another chance against the winner of 9-10.
Right. So you could still end up getting the Celtics after the season they just had could end up getting a rematch with the Heat in the first round.
Yep.
That's not what you want.
And they wouldn't want that.
No, I'm telling you right now, I speak for us.
Yeah, and I go through it in hockey, too. Nobody is suggesting that the Knicks and Rangers can't beat anybody. I think they can, but I'm sorry. You're going to look at it, and matchups are important, right? Health and matchups. Those are the two most important things going into any series. All right, am I healthy, and how do I match up against that opponent? And there's just some teams that might be a difficult matchup. Miami's just a tough matchup for anybody, just as what their pedigree is.
And think about the drama and the bulletin board fodder when you choose the opponent. Oh, you want to play us?
Yeah.
It adds even more fire to it.
It really would.
Instead, you got a team like the Cavaliers losing on purpose. This way, you're going to play hard the whole year to get one of the top four seeds so that you get a home field advantage or home court advantage. Now, what does it mean? Even the top four seeds doesn't mean much if you think about it, because how many series go to a seventh game? So it's 3-3 anyway. The only way home field advantage kicks in is if there's a seventh game. So again, the Knicks did the right thing, and while doing the right thing, they did the wrong thing for them. And as Don said and Peter saying, they could beat either of those two teams, but you want the path of least resistance.
That's it.
And you might not get that. You might have to play a seven-game series.
And the other thing that I kind of laugh at or giggle a little bit under my breath.
I love when you giggle. It's hot.
When a fan says, well, you know, you're going to have...
Excuse me? You heard that? You caught that?
I was trying to move on. You called attention to it, so now we have to talk about it. That's not the way I would describe it, would you, Peter?
No.
Me giggling is being hot?
Yeah. It's such a weird thing to say.
It's so... Yeah,
it's
very
cringe.
It's
just cringe.
Just listen, I just wish you'd own these things. So
stop fighting.
So when they say, well, you know, eventually you're going to have to play somebody tough if you're going to win it all.
Right.
Yeah, but you don't want to have that tough in the first round, right? I mean, you understand that everybody, the whole idea of finishing higher in the standings is you get the easier matchup early on and then it gets harder and harder as it goes. But the strange thing about both sports, really, with the way that the playoffs are set up in the NHL and the way in the NBA, not everybody seems to be engaged and care where they finish, you're not necessarily escalating as you go up the standings. Like, we actually literally look at the worst matchup is either Philadelphia or Miami. Let's just say probably Miami's the worst matchup. They are the worst of the teams as far as the standings are concerned.
Yep.
Then it goes to 76ers, who are the toughest. Well, they're a little higher. And then you probably want the Pacers over the Magic. And then the Magic. So you start to move up the standings. It's actually the easier it gets, the higher they are. It's weird.
Yeah, it's like a Benjamin Button playoff. It's backwards.
But what's cool about it, though, is that just shows you how the NBA is becoming at least more interesting to me, where there's multiple teams that have a shot now. You know, back in the Golden State Cleveland guaranteed to be in the final era, you did get the easier matchups as the 8 seed. But now with these play-ins, and you've got teams with multiple ways of getting in or just not caring with load management, that where you finish isn't necessarily how good you are. And now we'll find out once we get to the playoffs. So Now they're locked into either Miami or Philadelphia. I'd probably rather have Philly than Miami.
Now, how
would you agree?
Sure.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean, we're all thinking that Jimmy Butler can turn it on like a switch again. He's 34. At some point, there's not going to be anything left in the tank. But I guess I'd rather have Philly because the Knicks have size and they could throw a lot of fouls at Embiid.
Well, remember, Butler was great last year, but he wasn't even 100%. Wasn't in game two he got hurt?
And now Hero is back.
Yeah, now Hero's back, which he wasn't even in the series last year. Just something about Miami, Michael. The pedigree, there's just something about him.
And the evil eye of Pat Riley.
And, again, you could win, but if you want to make a run, especially with the Knicks, with all the injuries and no load management and giving it 110% every single game, do you really want to have to go 6 or 7 in the first round?
Now, how about the Western Conference? What happened with the Timberwolves? So, as at the beginning of last week, they were in first place. They lose to the Suns yesterday. The Suns, with that big three, including Kevin Durant, they avoid the play-in. And by beating the Timberwolves yesterday, the Timberwolves finished third, Suns finished sixth. That's who the Timberwolves have to face in the first round. Kevin Durant and company.
Wow.
That's not great.
Not what you
want. Congratulations to the Oklahoma City Thunder. Finished first, Nuggets finished second, and Minnesota finishes third.
It's the West is tough, man.
I didn't think about that. So the Thunder, we're congratulating them. Oh, by the way, you might get the Warriors in the first round.
Yeah. Or the Lakers.
Or the Lakers, right.
Or the Lakers. Wait, why do I have a feeling that Vegas will have those teams favored in the series?
I know, no matter what.
Why does Vegas always get excited about the Lakers?
They can't help it.
Weren't they favored against the Suns last year in a similar situation?
I'll tell you one thing, though.
Tell us.
Yeah, no, it was. It was just 2 years ago. Some things change, and sometimes they change and then go back. We are truly back to the old days of the East and the West when you look at the bottom of the playoff picture in each. The 10 seed in the East is the Atlanta Hawks at 36-46. The 10 seed in the West is the Warriors at 46-36.
That's a great point.
Like, remember there was a period where the East had swung back to the East? It is back to what it used to be. The West completely dominates overall.
But how can you be 10 games under 500 and be playing for a chance to go to the playoffs? That just bothers me.
They'll be out in one game.
Well, no, what's going to happen here is you'd have to imagine what the right thing to be would be. Philly or seven, whoever Miami or Philly doesn't get the seven, then drops off, plays the winner of the 9-10, and then Philly and Miami both go in, and those two teams both go home.
Now, we're going to get to everybody's phone calls. I'm sure that Don and Peter will want to follow me on this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know.
Well, we'll see. That's the beauty of the show. We'll see.
Yeah. Meeting didn't go well.
Yeah, because Peter couldn't sign on somehow.
It's always your fault.
Well, whose fault was it? You and I were talking like gentlemen. Peter can't get in.
But then when Peter got in, you got kicked off. But we forgot that part. But that's all right.
That's all right. Don't even worry about
it. We sell books here. Okay?
We do.
Somebody comes on, an author, they pump their book for 15 minutes, it goes up on the New York Times bestseller.
Sure does.
We make stars here. Ryan Rucco is a superstar. Started here. Michelle Beadle. Started here. Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it goes on and on and on.
On and on.
Now what we've done is something that we've never done before.
Ever.
A guy who used to produce our show, humble job, the precursor to Pusick, has now been hired to lead WFAN, our adversary. He's the program director of FAN, and he started here, Ryan T. Hurley, as our producer. He became our program director, and then in a continuing series of infinitely wise moves, he was let go, and then FAN smartly hired him.
So Ryan Hurley is the new PD at the Fan.
Yeah, I think they have a different name for it. I think it's like game actor, I don't know, content, something. But it's in essence, it's a PD.
Well, in the New York Post now, I was just on the website. It just says
great picture of him.
It says WFAN has a new boss, and it's just a picture of Ryan's smiling face.
Oh man, I'm so happy for him. We've been in constant contact, but he's had radio silence at least with me for a good couple of weeks, so I knew something was brewing. But I figured I would hear something from either him or someone if he had gotten the job. So when I dropped the kids off, I'm flipping around. We were in break, so I put on the fan. And I hear that they're going to announce the PD. And I'm like, oh, my God, he didn't get it. Because I figured I would have heard. So I'm like, I want to know who it is. I was close to home, so I decide, you know, I'm going to go put gas in the car,
like a
kill
good
some
husband.
Time
yeah.
for my wife.
Sure.
Because she's got a bunch of running around to do. So I'm waiting. I'm driving down the main street to get to the gas station, and then I get a text from Michael. And Michael goes, they're going to announce Ryan is the PD. I did a U-turn on the main street, crossed the double line, hopped the curb.
No.
So that I can get home in time so Nancy and I can listen to the announcement together. Because she's invested, too. She's known Ryan as long as she's known me.
Wait, so you, hold on real quick. You were in your car.
Yeah.
And you went home to listen to the radio.
Because Nancy was home, and I wanted to listen to it with Nancy together because...
You know, the offshoot of this, right, is, Peter?
Go ahead.
Nancy has no gas now.
That's unfortunate. I mean, she was under a half a tank. My father would get mad if I let the gas tank go under a half.
Oh, yeah. If you borrow the family car, you got to return it with a full tank.
I play it by the quarter a tank, but he went half. So it was like it was between a half and a quarter. And I'm like, let me get gas.
Hold on. I need to stop for a second. Your dad considered it poor form.
Yes.
To let it get to just under half a tank.
Yeah, he said it was always bad for the carburetor.
This has to be made up.
It's not. Well, I mean, maybe he made it up.
No, I'm not saying you're making it up. Right. But what was he talking about?
Right, but okay.
Under half.
The guy who stuffed a pizza box.
I know. I'm trying to think of the logic. Michael, by the way, Mr. LeGreco is operating. You have to go to the gas station every day.
Well, I think
you
that's
never
what
leave
he,
the
I think
gas
that's
station.
What he wanted me to do. He wanted to make sure that there was a full tank of gas every time.
No matter
I went
what.
Out.
It must have been a hell of a problem during the gas shortage when you had 3-hour lines.
Oh boy, that was something. I wasn't driving at the time. But my dad had stories anyway. So because
now
Nancy,
one thing, Peter, that you know how Don gets his nose out of joint.
Yeah,
Ryan did not tell me. I got the information from somewhere else. Ryan did not tell anyone.
Marchand called you?
No.
Hmm.
I knew before Marchand.
You knew before Marchand?
Yes.
Tim McCarthy.
No. How would Tim know?
I know who it is. We had a whole conversation.
Oh, I missed it. Okay.
No, that never even crossed my mind, Michael. Because I figured you knew from how you ended up finding out. And I know the way Ryan thinks. He probably didn't want to jinx anything or whatever. And
up until last week, it might have been Stu Gotts.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
And so, I was with Nancy when I met Ryan. So she's been invested, and we consider everybody, you know, close. And so I wanted her to hear it. And I was jumping up and down for him. It has been a really... tough time for Ryan. He deserved a way better fate here. We can all agree on that.
Yep.
Yeah,
and the fact that
do.
He's landed on his feet and got the job of his dreams, I could not be happier for him.
There are a couple of hosts at FAN that might get punched in the face by Ryan. I'm just saying.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
And a couple that
he doesn't suffer fools that well.
No. That is that. Oh, in terms of the way they carry themselves,
it's just even on the air, he might just like slap.
Well, listen, I want to share this. I think this is pretty neat. So Ryan shared this with me the other day, a while back after this text message is from a while back, but Ryan shared it with me the other day after Mr. C passed away. Ryan had helped out Mr. C a few times with, you know, getting him in the suite for the Jets and things of that nature. So Don, listen, Mr. C reached out randomly a while ago. It wrote, "It's DJ Mr. C. Sorry to text you so late, but you were on my mind. I don't know if you have another gig, but are you going to go after the PD position at the Fan? Would love to have you as a part of the Odyssey family. I'm on the air at 94.7 The Block." I just thought that was so... And then, of course, Ryan wrote him back. And, of course, Mr. C now passed the other day, but I know he'd be happy that Ryan got that job.
Well, we are all thrilled.
Yes.
And, we could say that FAN is our rival... But honestly, we don't even pay for ratings anymore, so what does it matter?
What is rival?
We just do the best show that we can do.
And well, by the way, even if we were in full-fledged, the highest heights of our war with the Fan, I'd still be happy for Ryan. And they just improved. You know, all due respect to their previous PD, who I'm told is good, but you just added a quality person and radio mind. To the team, so congrats.
And about as good a person as you'll ever find.
I included good person. You act like as if I left that out.
Well, you didn't really accentuate that.
I thought it was clear, but maybe I said a fantastic man. A man.
What else are you supposed
strong
to do? Take
man.
Your shirt off?
you know what? I'm upset. I just looked up at the TV screen. They're showing Red Sox highlights with the yo-yo, with the yo-yo uniforms. You know I can't do it with these uniforms. What's that? What's the fun? What's the fun goofy fake team? The like the flying bananas.
Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, it looks like Savannah Banana highlights. I can't do it.
Well, anyway, congratulations to Ryan.
Happy for you, Ryan.
We are thrilled, and I can't wait to see the first host he just bashes in the face, cracks their orbital bone open.
That would, well, that's
I've got people that I'd like damage. To see happen. By the way, did you see what they, Peter, did you hear what they said on the morning show?
No.
That Ryan's going to get rid of Evan and move me in as the afternoon host there.
Now, that's something.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Not before the fall.
Radio station but here.
No. Is that true?
No. Yeah, that I am... the ESPN 98.7 version of Iron Eagle.
You
if
will
I
not-
ever left and retired, I wouldn't even go on that station.
Really?
No, I wouldn't do it.
That's not well, nothing no, that's- what he just said, Peter.
No.
Why would I do that? I mean, I love it here. I love the people here.
I respect that. I just want to say that the words of Michael Kay reflect the words of Michael Kay, and if upper management is listening, I'm willing to go wherever gives me the most money.
You know, I appreciate that about you.
Well, I'm in a different stage of my career.
You're very young, almost prepubescent. So I understand.
I've never held back my opinions about hosts at the Fan, and I would love to spend my entire career here. But yeah, I'm in a different stage of my career where you don't draw any lines, hard lines like that.
Don, you heard me draw it, right?
No, listen, I think a lot of people are surprised.
Listen, after Angie Martinez went to Power 105, I realized nothing's sacred in this world. Anything can happen. And how could I be mad at her? She went there and got a huge bag of cash for a really easy job.
There
I get
you
it.
Go. Well, we'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. I want to remind everybody about Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Rangers look to clinch the Metro, East, and President's Trophy with a win against the Senators tonight at MSG, with coverage starting at 7 on 98.7. So Don will be heavily involved in that. Islanders can clinch a playoff spot with a win in New Jersey tonight versus the Devils, with coverage starting at 6:30 on 1050. And on the diamond, Yankees Blue Jays at 7:07. It's in Toronto. That's where I am right now. That'll be on Yes. And Mets Pirates at 7:10. And that's on SNY from Citi Field. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Now, before we break, guys, do you have an FAN host in your mind? Don't say it, because we don't want to create problems. Do you have an FAN host in your mind that Ryan will be irritated by?
Oh, there'll be a handful, I think.
No, but there's one that sticks out to me that I think he would not put up with the nonsense.
Oh, it's
no, don't say a name.
Well, you're going to say a name.
Here, I'll say it off the air to Don. Let me see what he says.
Don, do you have it?
Yeah, I disagree with his
really?
Assessment. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, look, no. Yeah, maybe right.
Text me that, please, because I want to know how that mind works.
Why don't we just text each other the name we're thinking? There's one in particular that I definitely believe.
Why don't we do it on the six-man chain? I'll do it right now.
Do it on the one that Ryan's on.
There you go.
Let's give him some ideas.
John's going to be so confused.
You see it, Don?
Let's see. I text mine. I've not gotten
it. Oh, we're the same.
Yeah, you guys got it. You guys all got it. And by the way, I agree. I agree. Although the one I thought I said to Don was still worthy of
wanted to tell us.
Worthy of a punch in the face as well.
Even Anthony agrees with us.
No, and you guys are all right. But
But you're putting your feelings ahead of what Ryan's feelings would be. That would be who you'd punch in the face. Doesn't necessarily mean to be Ryan.
Oh, yeah, I can see.
I think Ryan is going to love this guy. The guy that you said, I think he's going to be best friends with.
Really?
Yeah, I do agree. Well, I really believe
that could put a tough roadblock for me and Ryan.
Really?
Why, you want the guy's job?
No, I just have never been impressed.
Interesting. Hey, with over 300 available sedans and SUVs, gas or all electric, Genesis of White Plains has the right vehicle for you. Take a 13-month test drive with their short-term lease programs on all three all-electric models. Shop from the comfort of your home at genesisofwhiteplains.com, or you can visit their showroom. They're fully operational during renovations to serve you, and their 23,000-square-foot showroom will open this summer. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary and are a Circle of Prestige winner. Center, awarded to top-performing dealers in the country using both sales and service metrics. Genesis of White Plains, newest member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. I think everybody knows that my home is my happy place, and that happy place needed a refresh. That's why I chose the painting professionals at CertaPro Painters to give it a facelift. They've exceeded my expectations with great workmanship and communication. I received daily updates on the progress of the job, and when they finished, they made sure I was happy. They didn't just pack up and go. They wanted to make sure I was completely satisfied before they considered the job completed. They really did. They brought in a supervisor, looked around. It was before all the painters left. They were great. They take pride in what they do, and you could trust them to get the job done right. I couldn't be more satisfied with the CertaPro Painters. The whole process has been stress-free. Now's the time to do the home painting project you've been putting off. Schedule your free estimate today at CertaPro.com. Each CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated by men and women who live in our community. They're a local business that you can support. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we've started a new game. It's become the rage on social media right now. Who is Ryan going to crack his orbital bone? What host at FAN? A lot of people have different... But you know what? Dave Rothenberg texted me. And you know Dave. He's a brilliant co-host with Rick DiPietro of... Rick and Dave in the Morning. That's the new name of the show. And he guessed it right away. Right away. The only one who's gotten wrong in our employ is Peter.
Well, I think I'm actually confusing the specific thing I was thinking about. It was just there was one particular thing I was thinking about that was such a punch-worthy moment. But I don't disagree with your guys' take at all. And by the way, I'd like to punch that guy, too. I mean, I don't like to believe.
But again,
I don't believe in violence.
The question isn't you wanting to punch them. Like, who eventually will Ryan?
Well,
punch?
No. But you're suggesting that their personality, the way that their personality will affect Ryan. In other words, Ryan, as you put it, doesn't suffer fools. So
right. And phonies.
So someone
doesn't like phonies,
but also doesn't like people. Let's be honest. Ryan does not like people acting too tough either.
Right.
So if you're the type that acts too tough, there could be. Words, but listen, guys, let's not will this into the universe. The last thing we need is Ryan goes from we're excited, celebrating he got a job, to the next moment we're talking about the lawsuit and how he's being sued by Odyssey. So let's keep us on the up and up, shall we?
I mean, I just want the people, you know, at the fan to know Ryan is a tough dude. Ryan could snap your neck and throw garbage down your throat.
Why would he do that?
No, he wouldn't.
He's never done it.
He's a tough dude. He's a tough dude. I mean, you had screaming matches with him. I had screaming matches with him.
Because we were both
passionate.
Don
almost killed him once.
Well, he would have killed me. But it never came to blows, Michael, because he's not that kind of a guy. I don't know what you're painting. He's a tough guy, and he'll get in your face if he does. We'd argue because I'm the same way, right? I never want to give in. He would never want to give in. And we would get into it a lot about different things with the radio station. But cooler heads would always prevail, and it never came to blows.
No, but it could.
Well, I mean, if you cross a line.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying is of the people that we talked about, I think there's a line stepper.
A habitual line stepper.
By the way, Ken Holtzman no longer with us. Michael passed away. Former Yankee, A, Cub.
What a way to go out that you and I hope we never have.
What?
That Don LaGreca mid-sentence, by the way, blank and blank, no longer with us.
I thought about it. Like, I could have a day off.
Yeah.
I'm on the road. Then they have to kick in the hotel door. And you guys get a call at like 4.
Mm-hmm.
Kay's dead. And Don wouldn't... You'll be talking about something. By the way, Michael Kay dead at 63. Listen, he wouldn't make a big
deal. Yeah. Peter, by the way, remember Kay? Yeah, Kay dead.
No, because I don't know Ken Holtzman. And unfortunately, the majority of our audience never has either. So I just kind of threw it out there as maybe a way to change the subject before we go too far. Apparently, Yes has already crossed the line. They've showed video of me and Ryan wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. Which did not come out of anger. It just came out of just maybe
playfulness.
Boredom.
You love grappling. You always have.
I love them. Honestly, I almost...
Don's an HR nightmare, if we had HR.
I came close. I was verklempt. I came close to shedding a tear today. And if
I'm
I had been with him, I think I would have. Could not be happier.
Yeah, me
have
too.
You communicated with him yet?
We've texted back and forth. I tried to call him.
You tried to call too?
Well, what happened
good
was I text him. I think it was, yeah. How did I go about spelling it?
Yeah, anyway, what did you do? Okay.
So that was before kickboxing. He texted me during kickboxing. I called him after kickboxing, and he didn't respond because I'm sure he's overwhelmed today. Did you text him?
Yes. I was in the airport. He texted me back.
I text. Oh, so I spelled it AAAAAGGGGHHH. Exclamation point.
I think you should have an R,
F word,
an R
yeah.
before the G. Because yours is ag.
Not ag. I go,
That's the text you're looking for if you're Ryan Hurley, right? That's the celebration.
You know what I did do? I took the picture that they ran of him in the post, in the story, and I texted it back to him. I said, handsome man.
He is.
Now I got to tell you, am I going to be happy or start to fringe on actual anger if one of the first things he does is go pluck Andrew Gundling and make him a producer for a show on that station?
I'll be happy for him too.
Well, I want Andrew to get a job.
Well, me too, and I'd be thrilled. But Don, you see what I'm saying? I'd be very happy.
I got a job in mind for Andrew.
You do?
If I break out on my own.
Whoa, really? What are you considering?
Well, I can't really say.
Oh, by the way, I misunderstood. Anthony Greek says they have the video. They haven't aired it yet. I suggest Jared.
Now you want them to air it?
Yeah, because we talked it up. Everybody envisioned it. Now they can actually see it.
Oh, here we go.
Let's go to the phones while they're.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, we're seeing it on. Yes, there we go.
They're doing it now.
Yeah, it's Michael. It's like two rhinos clashing over a meal. Look at this.
I'm in that. I'm in a suit. And I'm kind of in between. I'm in that repugnant.
Yeah,
stage.
It's sort of repugnant. And there's Michael comes in at the end. Oh, the good old days.
Oh, listen.
Oh, look at these two rhinos fighting each other. You kidding me?
Just the fact. I just wish the wherewithal to pick up on it. It was during a commercial break.
They know what they're doing. Wow.
Now can we go to the phones?
All right, to the busy phones.
Let's go to Mike in New Jersey.
Hi, Mike.
Mom, shut up.
I love it.
Hey, Mike.
Michael Don, Peter, how you guys doing?
Yeah.
Good.
So about the Knicks. Can I talk about the Knicks for a second?
Of course you can.
Feed was better. When I was watching that game yesterday, mm-hmm. I feel like I wasn't going to be mad if they lost, but I'm sorry. I don't know about you guys. As a fan, I don't like playing that game of I'd rather lose.
Absolutely.
To play this team or that team, because that team could come bite you eventually. The Pacers are a really good team as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't sitting there rooting for them to lose. It's been an unbelievable season, 50 games. I want them to win. And you know what? At the end of the day, it is what it is. If they play the Heat or the Sixers, they'll try to – I hope they'll still win. I still think they will win. But I don't like losing for particular teams. I don't know about you guys.
No, I'm with you. In that moment, how could you not get caught up and want to see the team win? Plus, it's who they are, right, Michael? That's what they do.
But I would say one thing. There are horses for courses. They're better against some – they would match up better against some teams.
Yeah.
Now, you can make the argument that they don't match up great with Indiana. Halliburton's a load. They're a very fast team. Maybe they don't match up great with them. But believe me, the powers that be, they know who they match up. They have all the analytics. They know who they match. Yeah. So if they knew that they matched up better with Indiana and still won that game, I give them credit.
Hey, Cleveland didn't care, right? They tanked last yesterday.
Right.
But the Knicks just aren't about that. That's not how a Thibodeau team conducts itself, and I think you got to be happy with that.
Let's go to our good buddy Spike in St.
Spike.
Wow, let me make a comment on what happened. Ryan Hurley's always been kind to me, and I stayed in touch with Tim McCarthy for years, and I'm happy. I'm really happy for him that he got a job. If he grabs a former employee, so be it. But I have two friends over there. I'm a friendly with Mark Chernoff, and Chris Moore's been a friend of mine. Don knows that for years. He's not on much. And God knows, I mean, Steve Summers and I were best of friends up until he thought I called me Benedict Arnold for talking to the other station. And I said, listen, most callers, the regulars, talk to both stations. I don't, but it's just my choice at this point, the time, unless Chris Moore's on there, you know, twice a month. But we're just friends, personal friends. So I'm happy for all parties involved. And who cares, as long as Ryan's working. I think his father was the cameraman at the Garden.
That's right. Yeah. Sure he was.
Yeah. HBO as well. Yeah.
Didn't he take that Willis out of the tunnel shot?
Yes, that was his shot.
Yeah, that's quite. Boy, has that been played a lot. I hope he got residuals on that. Anyway, with the Knicks, you winning is contagious. And I've had I'm so fortunate. I said it the other day. I love all you guys. I'm blessed. I've lived a long life. I want to see one more chip, maybe a couple of years. Maybe who knows what the run will be this year. But I wanted to stay away from Miami. I told you that, and Peter said he understood. And I have this wonderful privilege after every Knick game in the post game to talk to Larry and Gordon. And Larry, I watched Larry play basketball at CCNY. So, you know, you guys got great people there. Bill Daughtry's still a dear friend of mine after all these years. There's some
the
great
legend.
People that come through those doors. So what I see is this. Indiana perhaps would have been a better matchup. I'm still flummoxed that Rick Carlisle, who's a defensive coach, plays that, we used to call it in Brooklyn Terrier basketball, run, 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 run. But I watched Embiid, I'll leave you with this, and thanks for the time. I've watched every game Embiid's played since he's back in little pieces. He seems to be more like Carl Anthony Towns since he's come back, you know, big guy taking outside shots. He's making them, and he's a great pick and pop guy. But with him, his playoff record leaves a lot to be desired. He's healthy. Something about him, he always seems to be hurt. So I think Miami
I'll tell you
can
beat Boston. If he's healthy, then that's a tough matchup. And Nick Nurse has won a championship. So he knows how to coach. He's a good coach. So we'll see. The worst nightmare is getting prime Embiid.
That's what you don't want.
Yeah.
You don't want prime Embiid.
This guy's an MVP-level player, so let's go to Matthew in Brooklyn. Matthew.
Yeah, you guys are right, man. These guys don't care until the playoffs start anyway. And, Michael, you said something earlier. They got lucky. They got Embiid fresh. He's not tired. He is fresh. And there is no answer for him in the East. There is no answer. They could go straight to the finals. Straight to the finals. The Knicks are going to have to go through them regardless. So let's just get it over with. That's the way I look at it.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but, I mean, you don't want to get knocked out in the first round.
It is what it is.
I know it is what it is, but we're talking about the eventuality of they could have avoided it.
Right.
So to say it is what it is, all right, so if the Knicks lost to them in the second round without Julius Randle, you go, okay, that's not a bad season. If they lose in the first round after getting the second seed, we're going to look down on it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I laugh about, well, you're going to have to play him eventually. All right, well, we'll let it be eventually, not now. Want to get out of the first round. Plus, the more Philly plays, the better chance Embiid gets hurt again.
Well, that's the piece. You hate to say it, but it's just true. I mean, it seems like, guys, this year he needs a full offseason. It's hard for me to imagine, after the year Embiid has had, that he goes on a real, like, warrior run here through the playoffs. I just don't know that his body has it this year.
But if the knee is repaired, Peter, as the caller said, you're getting fresh Embiid. Which you can get at Whole Foods, by the way, in aisle 3. But fresh Embiid is really
no. This fresh Embiid is showing us is 35-11. I mean, yeah. he's an animal. 52%, 53% from the floor, 88% from the line, 5.5 assists. He's maybe the best player in basketball. He's that good.
Yeah, I think the stat I misspoke to you during the meeting. He's actually scored more points than minutes played.
Hmm.
No.
The whole year or just since he's come back?
Oh, it's more points than minutes.
Yeah, more points than minutes this year.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's pretty good. You know who else is good? Peter, when he talks about FanDuel.
Well, one of the best, they say, Michael. And the NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason. So it only seems right that new customers on FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet and you'll get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. All right? To use any time during the NBA playoffs. So you can bet on three-pointers made in the Warriors game, the over-under totals for Embiid or Butler in that Sixers-Heat matchup, first basket score, and more. Just go to FanDuel.com/Peter to get started. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. 21 and over and physically present in New York. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. All right, guys. Peter here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Did you hear about the 30 for 30 sale? Come get some right now. You could take up to 30% off MSRP during the next 30 days on brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee 4XEs, Gladiators, Wagoneers, Grand Wagoneers, all up to 30% off MSRP. Go visit Michelle Scalise during their Jeep celebration event and come get some.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Well, I don't know who was watching CBS last night, but my wife and I were. Watched the Billy Joel concert from the Garden.
Yes.
They had the audacity to cut it off in the middle of the final song to go to local news. And, I mean, there has been an outcry about it, an uproar, and CBS said that they will.
They did that?
Yeah, because the Masters went long.
Of course.
So then the show after that, I think it's called Reacher, that went, you know, that went to 9:30. So the Joel concert was supposed to start at 9 to 11. So he's in the middle of Piano Man, the last song, and they cut it off with 2 minutes to go. Just went to black. Looked like a Sopranos episode.
I'm confused, though. It wasn't live, was it?
Well, no.
So what's the problem here? Like, this is last month.
This was done a week ago, I think. But because they're on a timing, I'm sure it has to do with that. They have the local news on by 11. It was ridiculous, and there's been such an outcry that CBS said they will rebroadcast the entire concert on April 19th. But what kind of fool sat there at the controls and said, yeah, let's cut the people just invested 2 hours of their life. Let's cut this off.
But you couldn't start the news late. If there had been, again, because I go through it all the time watching Channel 7 news, you know, college football, NBA, even the NHL games that sometimes are on a Saturday night, 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the NBA, and the news will just start at 11:30. I mean, that's just the way it goes. They had to get to it at exactly at 11 o'clock.
It was such a bad look.
And of all songs.
Right.
You know, that's
what did he close with?
Piano Man.
It's halfway through Piano Man. Yeah, you can't do it.
But the whole crowd, I mean, it was shot beautifully. I mean,
very
visual.
Good.
It was a
honestly
great show.
I want to go back and watch this.
It was
well,
terrific.
Now you have April 19th. And also, listen, you know how I feel about the New York Post, right?
Yeah. For some reason, very strong. Fan.
Well, I work there. That's where I start.
I mean, so again, it's you're like Iron Eagle. Go ahead. It's a whole different world.
They just write a whole story. Billy Joel changed a verse in New York State of Mind to include the New York Post.
He also included Newsday. Did they write that?
Do you know that he's been doing this for 20 years?
Yeah.
I've been going to his concerts for 20 years. He, as Don said, he included Newsday and the Post. Now, the original lyrics are the New York Times, the Daily News.
Right.
But then in the second time,
right,
he'll go the New York Post and Newsday, too. They make it like it's breaking news.
Wait.
He's been doing it for 20 years.
Wait, but what is it in the original song? The second time.
I think he just repeats it.
He repeats it. He repeats the New York Times, the Daily News.
It's literally been done on live albums.
Peter, it's version. 20 years and they're acting like he just decided to include the New York
Post.
It's
the version I know of the song that I remember.
Unbelievable.
Because remember the 12 Gardens concert album? Like he had that Garden concert album?
Yeah.
It's been in it for years. I mean, listen, let me tell you something about the New York Post. Hack-a-doodle-doo city. With all due respect. And I said all due respect, Don, so I can say whatever I want.
I guess so, yeah.
Now, you know why I was watching CBS? Because I watched the Masters yesterday. And let me tell you something. If the week before, the close to WrestleMania Sunday was the most exciting entertainment I've watched in a very long time. Don, I don't know the words to describe what I watched at the end of the Masters down the stretch. I love golf. Ballard and I watched together. Obviously, you know Tiger completely fell apart this weekend, finished literally dead last. He was horrifying. But I was still in to watch Scottie Scheffler. You know, it almost seemed like a foregone conclusion all weekend that Scheffler would win. But I'm down to watch greatness. But man, I will tell you guys, I don't care how beautiful. Sorry, Greeny. Someone talk to me. I don't care how beautiful the greens are at Augusta National. If someone's up 4 or 5 strokes late in a tournament, guys, it's dreadful television. It's dreadful. Jim Nance can keep repeating the storylines and saying things. There was no storyline. It was just.
Also, Michael. Scheffler doesn't light up a room.
I mean, Michael, do you guys remember? Does anybody remember when Scheffler first won and I got on the air and was like, oh my God, we have found the most swagless golfer of all time? Now, he made a great decision, Michael. He added the beard. The beard makes him look at least a little cooler than like as schlumpy as he looked pre-beard. But Michael, he's hitting some of the most insane shots I've ever seen to seal this thing down the stretch. He won't even crack a smile. Now, real quick, you guys want to know? You get mad at Tiger. People take it out on Tiger that golf needs him so bad. The problem is there are too many guys like Scheffler who are brilliant golfers who show no emotion whatsoever. It was not easy down the stretch, man. He gave you zero. Please. I mean, once he was done and he walked off, he started smiling a little bit and he gave you a little bit. But my God, you talk about lipstick on a pig. The
last couple hours. But then he brought it right back in the interview. He said, I just want to go home. I don't care about the green jacket.
His wife's about to give birth. And Jim Nance is like, Scotty, what does it mean? You win the second jacket and your wife's, you're about to be a father for the first time. What does it feel like? And he's just like, oh, yeah, it's a very exciting time for sure. I mean, dude, come on, man. And I'm telling you, golf will never get out of the shadow of Tiger Woods until there's a true personality that not only... Because, Michael, there have been a couple personalities. They haven't continued to win. Scotty is the one who's actually winning. Like, I mean, the level of dominance he's exercising now, you're talking about really making you think this is a guy who could be around for a while. He just needs to get a little personality.
This portion of the Michael K. Show on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968. And Tiger was terrible. That's the worst he ever shot.
He was... I mean, listen, I'll put some lipstick on the pig. He finished.
Oh, that's the bar now?
Well, kinda.
Nicholson finished, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, Phil doesn't have 6 broken legs.
6?
That's how broken they are. He has extra legs, and they're also broken. But yeah, I mean, honestly, for me, the bar kind of was finishing this time. I was glad to see him finish, but I'll tell you this, too. You guys should like this. In terms of, like, the Tiger obsession, they did not show him much on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, by the time I turned it on and he was already bad, they were not cutting to him every shot the way they used to.
They still overdo it.
Well, how do you, I mean, if Muhammad Ali was still occasionally fighting, you got to televise it, but it's not nearly as bad as it was. But he was awful, awful.
I'm sorry it ruined the whole weekend for you. Maybe Greeny and Wingo, too.
In no way did it ruin my weekend. I was fine.
There's plenty else on, please.
I enjoyed the Knicks game yesterday. I saw the horrifying end to the Yankee game. Not what you want. But I took in some of the Mets, getting a nice nice win in honor of Doc. I took some things in there. I wasn't upset.
It was. I shouldn't have done this, but I did it. So we're watching the Doc ceremony on Sunday, yesterday, and it's raining out of nowhere. It's gorgeous where I was. And apparently it was Dan Grosso went to the game. He said it was gorgeous on the way. It ended up being gorgeous after the ceremony. It rained hard on Doc during his speech.
It's killer.
And Marco goes, why is it raining? I said, because God hates the Mets.
You know what?
So he says, why does God hate the Mets? I said, that's a great question, Marco. I wish I had an answer for you.
Wait, that is so perfect. That he got to have that experience. He was basically doing this to you.
Why?
Yeah, and I didn't have an answer for him.
Did you switch over to Yes and Show with Brilliant Sunshine of Cleveland for the Yankee game? Why don't you make your son happy? Why don't you do that?
Because if the Doc was getting his number retired.
He doesn't care.
He knows who Daddy roots for.
But he knows Uncle Mikey is the...
Uncle Mikey? Come on. You're better than that.
Is he?
You're not Uncle Mikey.
We have some news from Andrew Marchand.
Okay.
He's just tweeted that legendary Yankee broadcaster John Sterling is expected to hold a press conference Friday with retirement a strong possibility, The Athletic has learned. Now, he had not been doing games, Michael, because he was under the weather. But if he's holding a press conference, Andrew's usually on top of stuff.
Why else would you hold a press conference?
So now the question just is he going to finish out the season or is this it? Now, he's in Toronto, correct, Michael?
No, he is not.
He's not.
Well, he wasn't making any road trips other than the first one.
So
then Baltimore and Citi Field.
So what's after Toronto?
Home.
An off day Thursday?
Off day Thursday.
So you're saying, Don, he could literally call next weekend his last series or something, possibly.
I mean, I just hope he does another game. I mean, right, Michael? I mean, you'd hate to hear that he's done and you didn't get a chance to listen last game.
I am in a very uncomfortable situation because I know exactly what's going on.
Okay.
But out of respect to my friend, I was told not to say anything, so I don't know how Andrew got this. But... I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
No, that's all the information.
That's fair. I mean, it's not for you to give us any information. If he's having a press conference.
I spoke to John.
Right.
He called me on Saturday. And we discussed what this is all about. And he said, please don't tell anybody. And I said, John, this is your story to tell. I have not told anybody except for Jody. So I didn't even know about a press conference.
Right.
But that's happening Friday, I guess.
So no need to speculate any further. Just as a baseball fan, I hope I get a chance to hear him again. So I hope this is something that even if it's his last series, it would give fans three games to have their goodbye. I mean, hopefully just Peter rooting. Hopefully this is his last season, and then you get even more. But we'll see.
Well, we'll take a brief time out. Kendrick Perkins is going to join us at 4:30, so stay tuned for that. We'll take more of your phone calls. Hey, I talk for a living, and whether I'm in the studio or at the ballpark, I'm sure to have a cup of Bigelow tea by my side. There's nothing like fueling my voice, body, and soul with only the finest tea. Bigelow Earl Grey, this delightful blend of black tea and real bergamot oil is not your ordinary tea. It's a broadcaster's dream come true. Keeps me energized and focused throughout the broadcast, ensuring I deliver nothing but the best for my loyal listeners. So join the millions of fans that make Bigelow Tea number one in New York. Bigelow Tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees. Visit Mercedes-Benz of White Plains and see why they've received the Best of the Best award for the third straight year, with over 350 new and certified pre-owned sedans, SUVs, and vans available. They have the vehicle for you. Start your shopping online at mbwhiteplains.com or visit their showroom. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional benefits. Mercedes-Benz of White Plains, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.